Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The title today is How Are You Affected by This Daylight Savings Time? Wow, this Sunday at 2 a.m. in Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be switching the clock and we're going to be moving it forward, spring forward, fall back. And I have done quite some research to see what's going on because I know that this seems to be affecting me, not just emotionally, but also physically. And then I wanted to extend it even a little bit farther and make it full circle that we can see how it affects us mentally, physically, and financially. So having started with that, it's quite interesting. And that's my car alarm that just went off. I'm sorry. The key is hanging at the bottom. Sorry, I had to tell my husband where the key is for my car. Anyhow, the benefits or the deficits for the spring moving forward is actually quite interesting. There are a lot of different pros and cons for both sides. Now, I can just tell you about my personal one, and I would like you to reflect on yours. So is the benefit for you that you have an hour more daylight time, or is it a deficit that you lose an hour of sleep? Effects on you, the effects it can have are quite many different ones. Again, it can affect the sleep. It can affect that you don't wake up refreshed in the morning, but rather tired. Your body can be aching. You don't have a clear mind, or you do have a clear mind depending on how it affects you. You're more receptive to getting a cold, feeling sick, having a negative attitude. Because I don't know how many people are out there who much rather get up when it's sunny and beautiful outside than when it's gloomy and overcast or still dark. So how does that all affect your mental state? And when it affects your mental state, go to spending more money. For different reasons, either you get into a spending spree or you get into depression and you need to go and see a doctor to get more support, or, you know, there's so many things. I don't know where to start. So I just want to make sure that we know there are ways where we can actually help ourselves to feel better and to go from there, prepare for it. So we don't want to get stuck in a rut or in a catch-22. Where our mental, physical, and financial balance are out of whack. So how long does it actually take you to get back to your quote-unquote regular self, be it in spring when you move the clock forward an hour or in fall when you move the clock backward an hour? Is this really mental, physical stress, or are we just assuming it is, or just letting ourselves go because there is a change and not willing to work with it? How can we make a change in this regard? Well, the statistics say that not every state or every country actually participates in that time savings daylight change, but it started with Benjamin Franklin in 1784, I believe, where he decided he wanted to do that so people would be burning as many candles And he told him, go to bed when it gets dark and get up when it gets light. So they didn't need as much and as many candles. And in our case, we don't need as much electricity. But what are the pros and cons? So I have found in some research that the change to move the clock forward actually affects quite a lot of people in their mental and physical state, and that they are not quite, you know, present when they get up. So things are happening, more accidents in the workplace, more traffic accidents, more robberies, more miscarriages, more, definitely more heart attacks, because every hour is affecting our body, so it can be stressful to the body. So can we do anything about that? Can we prepare for that? Yes, we can. In one of the articles that I read, Dr. Scott Wayne Anderson actually wrote that we can prepare for it. And some other doctors wrote the same. And what their suggestion is that we start 1 to 3 weeks before the change takes place by getting up a few minutes earlier every day, like 5 to 10 minutes. So by the time the change happens, our body is already used to it and we won't feel the change. So are we willing to do that? That's a good question. It's sometimes tough on people to go there. So anyways, there's an article that says 7 ways daylight savings time can affect your health. And they were talking about the miscarriages are higher. The fertility is less. The circadian sleep cycle is affected. Heart attack spike after the springtime change. It says in 2014, a study published in Open Heart found a 25% jump in the number of heart attacks occurring the Monday after daylight savings time starts compared to other Mondays during the year. Wow, 25% more. The total number of heart attacks didn't change for the whole week, though the burden just shifted to earlier in the week. There's silent heart attacks. Then there's stroke rates rise when daylight savings time starts and ends. Heart attacks aren't the only cardiovascular risk associated with changing clocks. Preliminary research presented at the 2016 American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting found that stroke rates in Finland are 8% higher on average in the 2 days following both time changes, spring and fall, compared to the 2 weeks before and after. High blood pressure rises, fatigue and cyberloafing are rampant. If you want to find out more, I did add actually that link as a free gift to you so you can read everything in peace and have time to digest it and actually study it. It says even that teens are especially exhausted. High school students may be particularly vulnerable to daylight savings induced sleep loss, says Dr. Kummer, since their internal clocks make it difficult for them to shift their sleep pattern an hour earlier. A 2015 study in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine found that teens lost significant sleep after the springtime change and showed increased sleepiness, delayed reaction time, and more lapses in attention on subsequent days. This is concerning not just for academics, but also for teen drivers, safety behind the wheel. In fact, several studies have reported increases in fatal automobile accidents in the days following the springtime change. So why am I telling you all this? Not to scare you, but to create an awareness that any little change that we might think it is can have major major influence on us mentally and physically. So we definitely need to prepare and be more aware, be cognizant of what's going on in front of us, behind us, on the side of us, so we can actually help prevent these things, these incidences from being fatal or being injuries and things. Because when we see that something is not going as it is supposed to go, let's be aware of it, think, react as if it were one of those things, a stroke, a heart attack, or whatever, or falling asleep on the steering wheel. Let's just keep enough distance between the cars to be safe. Let's put safety in its first thing. So seasonal affect disorder, yep, depression kicks in, and all these things. So that is one of them. Then there are more. There is another article that talks about, as soon as it uploads, about how daylight saving affects your life. And it says, the surprising side effects of time change. Autumn is here and the end of daylight saving time is quickly approaching. This seemingly harmless one-hour time change causes many people to experience a multitude of side effects that can last for several days. How daylight savings really affect you depends on your own personal health, your sleep habits, and your lifestyle. And then they're talking about sleep habits and other health and lifestyle issues. The way we eat and what we eat changes also between summer and fall. And so you can actually go just and Google a whole bunch of stuff under daylight savings time, how it affects our body, how it affects our mind. And you will come up with a whole bunch of new information that you might not have thought about it at first. But we do need to be totally realistic about it. So I'm wondering, oh yeah, CNN has an article that says, what daylight saving time does to your body. And it's always, in the fall, it's the first Sunday in November. And in spring, it's the second Sunday in March that we change. So the second Sunday in March is this upcoming Sunday, the 11th, where the time changes at 2 a.m. and we move forward 1 hour. So, we move forward, spring forward. And in fall, the first Sunday in November, we get to the point where we go backwards, and that too changes. So let's get those dates on our calendar, maybe 2 weeks prior to start preparing for those times. The CNN actually has a video that talks about how you can prepare for the time change, and it's only a minute long, but it's quite interesting. And they tell you, you know, activities actually help tremendously to adjust. And drinking a lot of water is another good one. It's a little bit more than just an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So, yeah, this is actually quite a long thing, and there are actually exercises and things, even on daily burn, how to stop food cravings in 10 minutes or less, because the colder it gets, the more we want to, and that's not absolutely the best, because we don't want to gain excess weight and cause another heart attack or stroke by being obese. So it's also suggesting that we should spend at least an hour outdoors before it gets dark while there's still sunshine, not in the brightest sunshine because the UVA and UVB rays are not that healthy. But when it's still nice and sunny and just not the high time a day anymore. We should be outside and in the morning when the sun comes up and it starts getting sunny and the cold starts disappearing, that's when we should be outside to start filling our body with vitamin D. That is one vitamin our body does not store, and we need to get it daily in order to be healthy. There's also talk about SAD, which are SAD, which is for people who go into depression because they don't have enough sunlight. And so there are lights out there that we can use for that to prevent it. I would check with the doctor first to see what is the best for you if you need it, or if you can't just adjust your schedule that you can be outdoors in the morning and before the sun actually starts going away, way before it gets dark, so you can load up on that vitamin D. Do whatever you can, but don't stay up too late. Start going to bed. Use the sun to your advantage. Take your time for the transition. And they're talking about 10 to 15 minutes. And many people just take 2 or 3 days to adjust to these time changes. I know I take a little bit longer, despite the fact that I drink a lot of water. I usually have my 80 to 100 ounces a day for my little frame. That's perfect. The taller you are, the more you weigh, the more you need to drink to be balanced and to be hydrated and to avoid the side effects. So, yeah, that's another good one. And I think I might just have one more that I can share. Yeah, here, this one. And it states under Life Science by Laura Popick. She's the staff writer. A little in the Earth's axis means significant changes in day lengths during the year for much of the world. As daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. this coming Sunday morning, that would be, that's daylight savings time, okay. And most Americans will join the snooze. It's the other way around with the daylight saving spring. And they say you can even go to different places. Again, here is stressed that there are more car accidents, increased workplace injuries, more heart attacks, longer cyber loafing. And cyber loafing is actually the slang word for surfing the web for personal entertainment during work hours. May not be as life-threatening as heart attacks and workplace injuries, but it can cost companies thousands of salary wages flushed down the internet tube. A 2012 Journal of Applied Psychology study found that the incidence of cyber loafing significantly increases in more than 200 metropolitan U.S. regions during the first Monday after daylight savings time in the spring, compared with the Mondays directly before and one after the transition. So next Monday, there's going to be 200 metropolitans in the U.S. that use a lot more cyber loafing. So let's be cognizant about it. Let's be aware of it. Let's see that we can prevent it for ourselves and maybe help somebody else. If you see somebody at work who's yawning a lot more, make sure they get up and just walk around for a minute or two. It doesn't take much to get your pulse rate going again, and then you're awake. Have them go drink a glass of water if they don't have any water at their desk. If they can't do that, have them go to the bathroom real quick. It doesn't take that much time, but just the mere fact of getting up and moving around helps you get over it. Another thing is if you can do something, if you're on a phone call, instead of just sitting there on the phone call, get up and walk in place. If you can't walk around, walk in place. That helps to get your pulse rate up and to get you awake and alert again. Help prevent people from having heart attacks, strokes, and get, and reduce fatalities, as we have already seen that this is really changing. It as the change coming up this Sunday, increases cluster headaches. And that is due to the circadian rhythm, which ticks away throughout the body each day, controlling the release of certain hormones that affect moods, hunger levels, and yearning for sleep. When these rhythms get thrown out of whack, even by just 1 hour during daylight savings time, the human body notices the difference. For some people, the effects of this change can set off debilitating chronic pain, cluster headaches, for example, or headaches that cluster within one side of a person's head can cause excruciating pain for days or weeks at a time, seem to be triggered by changes in the circadian rhythm, including during the transition in and out of daylight saving, the New York Daily News reported on Friday. Why exactly the change in rhythm has this effect remains unclear. So, again, what's the purpose behind my show? To create an awareness that we do need daily mental, physical, and financial balance, health, that we need to change our habits of disease to habits of health. If you feel like you need or somebody you know needs help in getting more balanced in their life or lifestyle, please go to my web, which is not highlighted, but it's listed, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. Sign up, and I will then help you and journey along with you to help you create that balance in your life. Not everything has to do with weight loss. It can be mentally, to get stronger, to get more self-confident, to do so many things that are so truly important to live a happy and healthy life. And isn't that what we actually all want? And how can we live a happy and healthy life when we take everybody else first and have no time for ourselves? What I suggest and what I had to learn and what I got to learn is even more important, is that I need to come first in taking care of myself in all three aspects. In order for me to be able, capable, willing, happy, and setting an example for others, helping them journey towards optimal health. So that is important. When I'm feeling great, I do what I say I need to do, what's on my schedule, prioritized, what's most important. Of course, we need to have some flexibility because not everything goes always according to schedule. There are little curveballs that are thrown into our daily schedules, but that actually can make it even more interesting. So let's keep a positive attitude in everything we do. Let's keep alert. Let's keep hydrated, which means drink water. And I just found, through help of many others, there are at least 6-7 flavored waters out there that have no calories, that are absolutely wonderful for getting your body hydrated to drink enough water. If you don't like plain water, go for those. One of them is called Zero, another one I Drink, another one Propel. There are quite a few more. Just Google it. Flavored waters with zero calories. And those you can drink as many as you want a day. So you get your liquids in. Not coffee, not tea. Yes, you can have a cup or two a day, no problem. But that does not really count as hydration because it's something that dehydrates. It does the opposite effect because of the caffeine. So you need to drink even more water to neutralize it. But The general formula is take your weight and divide it by half, by two, and those are the ounces of water you need a day. You can figure out how many you drink and how much you get to increase. And you can't do that all at once, but go slowly, every day a glass more or something, till you're where you need to be. And I can guarantee you, just that alone is going to help you be more alert, be happier and healthier already, because you get to flush the toxins out and you start doing so much better in what you do. You're also more focused, and focus is key to success. So I think I've shared enough to create that curiosity within you to go and do some research of your own, to reflect on yourself, on what the past years have shown to be, how long it takes you to shift with an hour forward or an hour back, how it affects you physically and mentally. Do you need to go to the doctor more often? Do you need more medication? Do you need sleeping pills? Not really a good idea unless the doctor says you absolutely need to. But I'd rather do things the natural way without side effects. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Definitely, everything is personal and you need to evaluate your own situation. I cannot tell you what your case is because I don't see you and I don't know you. Definitely not over the radio here. So start getting ready. Get up earlier every day, 15 minutes until Sunday. That gets you close so it won't come as a big shock to your body. But from fall on, the first Sunday in November, start beginning of October to second week in October to start transitioning to an hour back so you know how things are working. Prepare mentally and physically for the time change so there is nothing unexpected and no surprise. So with that, as a conclusion, I hope I was able to shed some light onto how daylight savings time, one way forward, the other way backwards, can actually affect you mentally and physically, how it affects your heart and many things, your health in general. Go check it out. Click on the link that's in there that gives you a lot of information, or go Google some on your own. And if you want help, go to my link, type it in as denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Make sure you leave a very accurate message so I know when I return your call what to say. And with that, I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.